Let's see, the state north of Georgia where Nashville and Chattanooga are is what state is that?
Tennessee.
Yeah,
Tennessee.
No, Chattanooga.
That's right.
If a person is in trouble, you would try to, what, yeah?
Help him.
Try to hit him out.
Okay. If something isn't wide, then you'd say it's
narrow.
Okay. You might say to somebody, I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Okay. Another name for an automobile is a
car.
Okay. My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
aunt.
Okay. And would you say the whole thing like, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
my aunt.
Okay. Now, if she was my aunt, then you'd say to me, that's
your aunt.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
a nest.
Okay. And if there are several birds building these things, you'd say they are all building
nests.
Okay. Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
Before a boy fights, he might clench up both his
fists.
Okay. A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime.
Mosquito.
Okay. The white things that float around up in the sky and turn dark before it rains.
Clouds.
Okay. And right now,
thunderheads, I call them.
Now, is there a difference between a thunderhead is when it clouds up and gets real dark, huh?
Thunderheads,
thunderheads, they come up in every direction and they get together and they form and they go to thunder and they'll form a cloud and rain.
Well, that's interesting. So you mean they wait until they get together and then that's, so if you see them up there, you start figuring it's going to rain. Yeah.
See, there's a cloud, you see.
Thunderheads.
Thunderheads, don't cause a cloud, right?
Yeah, you just have all kinds of interesting information. let's see now, right now we are sitting inside your
living room.
Okay, and the whole building is your
house.
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting at your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what it was, what's a general word you might use? You might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and get that.
Possum.
Well, I suppose you didn't know.
Weasel.
Suppose you didn't know what it was. You might say, I'm going to get that
animal.
Okay.
Animal. It's out of my chicken.
Uh-huh. Well, would you ever use the word that he just used?
Uh-huh.
Vomit. Or whatever just there's different names for things like that, you know.
Well, now, what could the vomit be? I mean, for some of the animals that
just
could be?
A knife. And travels at night.
You know, possum mostly travels at night.
Yeah.
Foxes and wolves and things like that mostly travels at night.
Oh, wild dogs.
Well, have you ever heard a person call a varmint?
No.
A thief. They call thieves.
Uh-huh.
Person, you know, people that steal is called thieves.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see, what do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean? And it grows to be about this long, and when it's cooked, it curls up and turns sort of pink.
Oyster.
No.
Different.
Shrimp.
Yeah.
Shrimp.
Okay.
I like them too much.
I like them very
much. I do too. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water, because hot water will make wool
draw up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, that's another word that sounds like shrimp.
Shrink.
Okay. Now, what am I doing right now?
Pointing.
Okay. Now, would you count for me from 1 to 20?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay. And the number after 99 is?
100.
And the number after 999?